How Stars Formed in Warp Settle Into and Contaminate Thick Disks, by Tigran Khachaturians et al. In recent years, star formation has been discovered in the Milky Way's warp. These stars formed in the warp, warp stars, must eventually settle into the plane of the disk. We use an N-body plus smooth particle hydrodynamics model of a warped galaxy to study how warp stars settle into the disk. By following warp stars in angular momentum space, we show that they first tilt to partially align with the main disk in a timescale of approximately 1 gear. Then, once differential precession halts this process, they phase mix into an axisymmetric distribution on a timescale of approximately 6 gear. The warp stars end up contaminating the geometric thick disk. Because the warp in our fiducial simulation is growing, it warp stars settle to a distribution with a negative vertical age gradient as younger stars settle further from the mid-plane. While vertically extended, warp star orbits are still nearly circular and they are therefore subject to radial migration, with a net movement inwards. As a result, warp stars can be found throughout the disk. The density distribution of a given population of warp stars evolves from a torus to an increasingly centrally filled in-density distribution. Therefore, we argue that, in the Milky Way, warp stars should be found in the solar neighborhood. Moreover, settled warp stars may constitute part of the young flaring population seen in the Milky Way's outskirts. This was how stars formed in warp settle into and contaminate thick disks, by Tigran Khachaturians et al.